The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans Buzz, players are swapping closets, but with whom?
Jack, I'm going to have to give you that, Jack.
And get to know Kareem Jackson.
Wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round.
Texans Buzz starts now. Time for Texans Buzz. We're back from the bye. We're very fresh. We're very rested. Mark, what did you do over your bye?
I watched football. So, yeah, not much different for me.
I did a lot of organizing, self-scouting, how to be better, more organized.
Your closet,
more
organizing
rested.
It. Yes. You know, on tonight's show, we're going to find out, are video games good or bad for you? The players weigh in. Plus, AJ Boye answers fan questions, among other things.
But we had a lot of stuff happen around here this week. Let's get you caught up on the news from NRG Stadium.
Good afternoon. Who's first?
You know, early on, you know, you got to get to knock them wins down early on, but every coach, everybody knows what's most important is winning in these months.
I would say the only guy that I would say is probably out right now would be Strong. So hopefully that can put an ixnay on a bunch of questions about injuries.
If one guy, Lamar, getting there and breaks 70 yards, I'm thinking, when I get in there, I got to break 70 yards, 75 yards. So it's just that friendly competition in the backfield.
Well, they're very...
Give me a five.
Yeah, 50 bucks.
And it's a new half now, so pretty much we just got to show that we can play on the road. First half of football is over. And so this is the defining point of where a team really shows what they're made of.
I got one more question.
Yeah.
Who?
And when you get that bye, we could give you like a refresher. And you can tell that today's practice, a lot of people's amped up, you know, going extra hard.
How we doing?
Bill, can you update us on events and status at this point?
Let me shut my cell phone off, Mark. In case it rings, it might be my wife calling me.
$50 for a fine? I will never leave my phone on again in a press conference.
Most of us media types would go broke with that kind of fine. But you know what? I'm always on buzz when I'm interviewing Bill O'Brien. I don't want that look.
By the way, that wasn't me that had their phone go off. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
But you know what? I love fashion, and so does Kareem Jackson. And he's our play reporter this week.
All right, this is a good one for you. You have to switch wardrobes with the teammate. Who would it be and why?
Be Kareem Jackson.
I was about to say.
Yeah, you know, you're a pretty stylish guy.
You just got a fly guy, man. That self-explanatory,
man. That's you, man.
All right. A fellow fly guy, you know, game recognized game, baby.
Well, it wouldn't be you. You like the Euro fit.
Ah, oh, man.
You got some nice gear, but
we can tailor it to fit you, man. Hey, we can work some stuff out.
Jack, I'm going to have to give you that, Jack.
Why would you want to switch wardrobes with old Kareem Jackson?
You a smooth criminal, bro.
That's enough. That's all we need to tell him.
It'd probably be Grimes because he's cheap.
Oh, man. You fooled me, man. Hey, Jonathan Grimes?
Jonathan Grimes.
Because he cheap?
Yep. He don't care about what he wear, and I don't either.
Wow. Well, I have to pay attention to what Grimes wears Sunday to the game.
It won't be appealing.
Maybe Vince. Vince got that full-size bed sheet on over there.
Maybe Vince. Maybe Big Vince. Shouts out to the OG Vince.
My dog.
A bed sheet for Vince Wilfork. I think he had no idea that that's what we were discussing.
Well, he might need more fabric, you know, as opposed to Charles James, maybe just a pillowcase for his design.
Yeah, Kareem Jackson, definitely sharply dressed.
Oh my gosh, I can't pull that look off, though. No way.
You know what goes good with a great outfit?
What?
A great smile. And we found out which Texans players have the best smile.
Who's got a good smile? You know what? Keith Mumfrey. Keith has a great smile.
Me, of course.
Oh, I'm going. I'm so going with it. What do you mean? Yes.
Bill O'Brien. You don't see it very often. I'm not even 100% sure what it looks like. I'm sure it's great.
Can I choose myself?
I would have to go with Andre Howe, who's got the pearly whites, always in the bathroom brushing his teeth, too. So,
well, let's see. John Simon just gotten some new teeth. Kush has some teeth. No, I'm just kidding. Let's see. Best smile. I'll go with Newt. Newton's always a good smile.
I don't know. I can't answer that one. I'm going to be real with you.
I know Jalen Strong just got his veneer, so, I mean, he's probably up on it.
I love Jalen Strong just smiling there at the end. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just says it all. Mark, yeah. Who do you think's got the best smile?
I think it's Mumfrey. I think Watt was right about Bill O'Brien. Here's Bill O'Brien's smile.
No, we haven't seen it, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We haven't seen it yet.
Maybe never.
Maybe the second half of the season.
Hopefully after Jacksonville.
Still to come, meet Kareem Jackson's dogs. And who's up for some video games?
They help with hand-eye coordination, happiness, mood enhancement.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Ford Studio. More Texans buzz heading your way, and more Kareem Jackson.
Yes, we know him well. We just saw him in Player Reporter, but I think there's a deeper level to get to with him.
Yeah, and Drew gets to it in Get to Know.
So fresh, so clean. Mi compadre, Kareem. A mighty puncher pack. Introducing our friend K-Jack.
I like that.
Thanks, I like you.
3, 2, 1, action. Kareem Jackson, you're reporting live in the Texans locker room.
Kareem Jackson, player reporter. How much fun have you had doing that?
Tons of fun. You know, being able to showcase, you know, my wide range of, give me a word to put in right there.
Journalistic chops?
Yeah, I like that word too.
Hey, yo! No! No, man.
Now you know something else about me.
Wide range of journalistic chops and the questions you ask. Wide range of faces you've made in reaction to questions like this one. What's that face called?
That's the face in my mind. I know they're lying.
So there's lots of your teammates, or some of your teammates can lie.
In my mind, I know they're lying, but at the same time, I had that look like, yeah, like that, I'm in agreement with them.
You post a lot of pics of your dog, Ghost, on social media. Why the name Ghost?
If anybody knows me, they really know I'm into the color white when it comes to, you know, material things. So, you know, all my dogs are white. I have an Argentine Dogo. It's about 110 pounds. He's white. His name is Casper. So I got the French bulldog, so I called him Ghost.
What does Ghost do to piss you off?
He's really lazy. And so he eats, poops, and sleeps like a baby. Pisses me off.
The DBs are a tight-knit group. Why are they so tight-knit?
I think just because pretty much all of us have the same personality. You know, we're all somewhat alike. Pretty much the reason why, you know, we're so close.
So close that you guys borrow each other's clothes and sometimes don't return them to each other, right?
I wouldn't say that.
So close that you make up dance routines to your favorite songs together.
We may choreograph a couple things.
So close that you guys play Twister together.
Never played Twister with any of these guys.
So close that you braid each other's hair together.
No, we don't braid each other's hair. No, not at all.
Since you've become a father, and congratulations on being a father.
Why, thank you.
Your playlists, I understand, have been altered just a bit. How come?
I mean, when I get in the car with my daughter, it's like we're riding, and it's usually that time of the day when it's nap time. So I can put a nice song on for her.
Like?
Wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round, round and round.
Wipers on the bus go
round and swish, 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 swish. That's it, right?
It's good. Let's play a game called Say What.
Say What?
It's brought to you by IW Marks.
School I went to?
Alabama.
What does everybody say when they see each other?
Roll Tide.
In your yard.
Grass.
Little animals.
Dog poop.
Climb up the tree.
Squirrels.
Yeah. Jeff Gordon.
NASCAR.
Yes. What kind of hat was, what kind of material was?
Leather.
No.
Lace.
Another cross pattern.
Houndstooth.
Another word for it.
Plowed? Plaid.
What do squirrels eat?
Nuts. Acorns.
Yes. Cereal with the marshmallows in it. The colorful marshmallows.
Cocoa Puffs.
No. Cereal with the colorful marshmallow in it.
Lucky Charms.
Yes. Big Pants. Dance a lot.
MC Hammer.
Yes. Elmo.
Sesame Street. Oh, you did it, I think.
Said...
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, Cocoa Puffs.
I don't know, man.
What was the next one? What was the next one after that? The next one? Oh, I was going to get that one.
I had the same reaction as Kareem. How dare Drew think that Cocoa Puffs has marshmallows? Like, what are you thinking?
Now all I want is some Lucky Charms, man, or some Captain Crunch. Now you got me on cereals.
I'm sorry. What about nursery rhymes? Did I get that song stuck in your head?
I did that too when my kids were little. You play their stuff, not your stuff. It's a weird deal.
No, I'd rather them listen to me talk, because who wouldn't want to hear that, right?
Instead of that, let's do this. Kid Reporter, as we learn about the dangers of video games.
Not so much.
My mom thinks I spend too much time playing video games. What should I tell her?
Tell her they're good for you. They help with hand-eye coordination, happiness, mood enhancement.
That's a tough question. My wife thinks the same thing about me also.
And some people say it shouldn't be a sport, but it should be because you're moving your thumbs.
You're moving your thumbs, you're using your brain, it's competitive. I call it a sport.
Just tell her it's educational.
Yeah.
You're going to learn.
Yeah.
You're going to learn tactics. What games do you play?
I play 2K, I play Battlefront, I play
Madden. Yeah, see, Battlefront right there, strategy. It's all about strategy, right?
I'm going to be smart with this. It's your mom, you got to listen to your mom. So, you know, take a little time off of video games, you know, help out with a couple chores. And maybe, since you're helping her with chores, yeah, that'll get you more time on the video games.
That's what my dad's been forcing me to do.
I like the Super Nintendo, Mortal Kombat, Mario, Super Mario.
How old do I need to be before I play Mortal Kombat?
You 10 right now? I'm going to say 11. I feel like you're a good kid, you know. One more year.
What kind of grades do you get?
I average like around A's. Pluses.
You say, but mom, I'm getting A's and B pluses. That's what your answer should be.
Okay. What should I tell her?
That she's right, and you should go outside and play outdoors.
Oh, come on.
Some great advice from our players to Kid Reporter. I like how Brian Cushing, he should have been on debate team.
Are you kidding? He's saying the thumbs thing, that's enough for exercise. You know, Ryan Griffin, Derek Newton, they're giving good, solid advice there.
Hand-eye coordination, yeah. JJ. Obviously, we filmed all this in the off-season.
Yeah.
But great advice for a Kid Reporter.
Not really. It's not a sport.
AJ Boyer answers fan questions next on Texans Buzz. Welcome back to another edition of Likes and Stuff. We had a very restful bye week. We hope you did too. A lot of our players went on some trips during the bye. Let's check out this first one. The Browns met the Simpsons. Dwayne and Debbie Brown posted this picture on Instagram from their travels to Universal Studios. Homer Simpson likes donuts, but Charles James prefers Fruity Pebbles for breakfast. This is how he spent his bye week, with some gaming and his favorite breakfast cereal. I guess these players took a bye from their diet for the week, because then Kendall Lamb tweeted this picture of his favorite food from North Carolina. All right, that's going to do it for our What Did They Eat Over the Bye Week segment. Let's get into a little bit of What Did They Watch? Well, Tom Savage, he invented this contraption to watch television with his wife. So it's a gaming system inside of a briefcase, and it also solves the age-old riddle of what do you do with that old briefcase? Good work, Tom Savage. Well, a lot of teammates were at the Best Buddies Gems Gala and Fashion Show, and so was head coach Bill O'Brien. Him and his wife Colleen were honorary chairs, and their son Jack was the junior honorary chair. And it's not really a fashion show unless Kareem Jackson shows up. Kareem Jackson had fun on the runway, and he also had a little fun on social media. He was making fun of an old John Weeks picture. Well, let's start from the beginning. The Houston Texans found these old TBT photos of players from their school playing days, high school and even younger. And John Weeks is perplexed by the researching capabilities of our social media team. All right, John Weeks, forget about where we got those pictures. What you should be asking is, what is our like of the week?
Like of the week.
Our like of the week, we're going to keep it retro for now. Vince Wilfork did something that he said he'd been meaning to do for a really long time. He went back to his old elementary school in South Florida and met up with two of his favorite teachers. It was also Vince's birthday.
Birthday cards.
Birthday cards.
What?
Oh, yes.
They got
it.
Man.
Mr. Wilfork.
Look at that.
Birthday cards.
Oh, that's so sweet.
How old do I look?
I love that segment where the kids are guessing his age, so, you know. Hey, happy belated birthday, Vince. And 75 is like the new 25, right? All right, that's going to do it for us. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it likes and stuff, and you might see it on here next week.
The players are going to be very mad at DP for outing them on their dietary choices during the bye.
They outed themselves. I was merely presenting the information. But how about Tom Savage? He likes video games, too. He would have done well in that kid reporter segment.
Yeah, he would have. He would have been very supportive that video games are a sport, not a sport.
I want the opposite of that. I want to watch reality TV in the briefcase while watching something else.
But what does AJ Boyer want?
From Jesse. Would you rather own 100 duck-sized cows or one cow-sized duck? I guess 100 duck-sized cows, because, I mean, you can eat steak. I love steak. What is your favorite ice cream? This comes from Kobe. I believe my favorite ice cream would be French vanilla. You can eat it with anything, you know, peach cobbler, apple pie. Yeah, French vanilla. From Miguel. AJ, why did you change your jersey number from 34 to 21? Reason I changed my jersey number was I wore it in college, but I had a lot of role models I looked up to in the NFL, from, you know, Deion Sanders to Charles Woodson when he wore it in Green Bay. So I always tried to visualize myself playing like them and just to be able to have the number, you know. What is your favorite food? My favorite food would probably be steak, you know, lean meat. You can't have enough steak, I believe. You can eat it 7 times a week if you want, in my opinion. From Vanessa, what is your favorite color? Favorite color is black, but black is not really a color. It's an absence of color, so if I had to choose another color, it would probably be gold, just because it shines.
I think AJ had steak on his mind. He mentioned it like minimum 5 times.
But 100 duck-sized cows or whatever.
Well,
and what are these questions from the fans? What is your favorite color? Fans, bring it next week. Better questions. Come on.
You're complaining about the fan questions on the fan question segment?
This
really?
Is like coaching. It's called aggressive counseling.
Blitz gets adventurous next on Texans Buzz. Welcome back. Final segment of Texans Buzz. Mark's favorite segment because it's Blitz Picks.
Yeah, but it's not really my favorite. We do pick against a dog, though, games every week in the National Football League, and you're winning now.
I am in the lead, but you know what? My favorite part of this is always the intro, and this week does not disappoint.
La 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 la
Well, in case you missed it, I'm in the lead.
Yes.
Just thought I'd throw that back out there again. And this week, I've picked the Packers, the Cowboys, and the Bears, and you picked everybody else.
Yeah, and I have no confidence at all in my picks. Steelers and the Buccaneers and the Titans, so we'll see how it goes.
All right, but you know what? That's going to do it for our show this week. We've had a lot of fun, and we're about to have more fun tomorrow.
Yes, let's get you ready for Jacksonville right now. Get this!
Thanks for watching.
We are ready to rock in North Florida. It's a big one for the Texans. Division showdown.
Here we go again. Yeah. Doing what we do. Yeah. Back at it again. It's time for us to go out and showcase what Texas football is about.
Going deep. And he's got a man, Hopkins. Rock and roll. Touchdown. Just this.